So we're on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the bottom. The Mishnah says, the person says, Yodei Ani Shehanozer Asu B'Yayin, but I know the Chacham are going to be mocked at me because I can't live without wine. So here, the Mishnah says it's reversed. Reb Shimon is the one who holds his Asur, and the Chacham holds Mutter. Why? Reb Shimon holds you could be Mekabel Miksas Naziris, and you become a full Nazir. And the Chacham holds that if you Mekabel Miksas Naziris, there's just the opposite. Reb Shimon holds that you can't be Mekabel Miksas Naziris, and the Chacham holds if you Mekabel Miksas Naziris, you become a full Nazir. So here should be the same thing over here. Where it says, V'homras Reisha Asur, V'Reb Shimon, V'Reb Shimon Matir. The ratio, you say, just the opposite. Or it says, Eimanami, Hariza, Oser, Reb Shimon Matir. And the Chanami should say, switch it around, and the Sefer should be the same as the ratio. Yiboy is Eimala Olam Lo Sefer. And there's a difference between the ratio and the Sefer. Hasam ratio could go into Nozer Michado. Right? The ratio is talking where he made a nether for one of the things. And therefore, the Rabbanan, the Amri, the Afilu, the Nozer, the Miachas, men having Nozer, Vosser. The Rabbanan hold you could be Makabel, Mixas Naziris, and then it becomes a complete Naziris, so he's also. Reb Shimon, the Omer, Achi Yazer, Mikula Mutter. Reb Shimon holds no, that if you are Makabel, only a Mixas Naziris, that's not a Kabbalah, and you're not a Nozer at all. Sefer, the Nozer Mikula. The Sefer is talking in a case where he made a nether for everything. There'll be a Nozer from everything. And then he went and he was shoel on one of them. Right? He wasn't shoel on the whole Naziris, but he said, you know, if I would have known that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, I never would have made this nether. But I want to remain that a Nazir, who's not Matami LeMason, who doesn't cut his hair, but I want to be shoel on the Yayin part. Rabban and Damri Afilu Lo Nazir El Miachas Men Havi Nazir Ki Mitchel Michad Minayu Ishtari. The Rabbanan who hold that even one makes you a Nazir completely, so being shoel on one makes you a Nazir uncompletely. Takes away the Naziris, because even a partial Naziris represents a full Naziris. So if you're shoel on a part of the Naziris, it's like you're shoel on the whole thing. Therefore, now he was shoel on the Naziris, he's mutter. Reb Shimon, the Amar Achi Yazim Mikulam, Reb Shimon holds a partial Naziris is nothing. So if you're shoel on a part, it's like you weren't shoel on anything. So you're still a Nazir. Ki Achi Yazim Mikulam, Ki Mitchell Nami Meahu Meahu Ad Mitchell Mikulam. You have to be shoel on the whole thing. You can't be shoel on a part. And therefore, Mishum Hachi Ktani Reb Shimon Oser. That's Reb Shimon Oser. You're still Oser. So the Reish is talking where he was a Makabel Mixus Naziris, and the Sefer was he's Makabel a complete Naziris, and he was shoel on a Mixus Naziris. So then the tables turn around the opposite way. The Ibo Yisem, another way of learning the Sefer, B'Nidrei Onsin Komiflagim. They're arguing about in Nidre Onsin. Because here the guy says that I never meant to be Makabel Naziris if I knew that there would be Asur B'Yayin. I can't do it. It's impossible for me. So therefore it's a nether of what's it called Nidre Onsin. With Plugs of the Shmuel Ravasi. And the Machlokas is whether you're Asur or not is Machlokas of Shmuel Ravasi, the Snan. Arba Nadorim Hitiru Chachomim, Nidre Zruzin, Nidre Havoy, Nidre Shkogos, and Nidre Onsin. We learn this in the Dorim. Right, these are four kinds in the Dorim, the Rabbanim were Mater, right, because Lamaisa was all a nether betos. You never really meant to make that nether. But Omer of Yehuda, Omer Ravasi, Arba Nadorim Halal, Tzrichim Sheil Lechachon. Even though they were Mater them, you have to be Shoel on them. And then you're Mater them even without Charot or whatever, they're Mimotor, but you need Hatoris Nadorim. See, Ki Amrisa Kameh to Shmuel, when they said this over to Shmuel, Ravasi said, the mission says that the Chachom are matarid, mashma completely. Not you have to be shoel and get hatoris nadarim. Rabbanan savri kishmuel. The Rabbanan hold his mutter because it's nidre onsim, his mutter automatically. And the Reb Shimon holds like Ravasi that you need hatoris nadarim. So he's also till he'll get hatoris nadarim. Rashi. Reb Shimon also, the Amas Reisha Reb Shimon Matur, the Chatzin Naziris Kibolah, the Ein Nodrim Lechatzoyin. The Chor of the Seif is the same exact thing. He was Makabel only a partial Naziris. He never meant to be asked for himself with wine. So Mara says, Reisha Kibon the Nozer Michada, the ilu the rabbanim bereisha the reisha moder of shimon the osher. I forgot the lonor of kulam. Mishum the havi leimash the mashikosu b'torah uchino bottle. The reisha of the reisha, right where he said I'm a nosher, I'm a nas that I can't drink wine. There, even Rav Shimon agrees. There, he's makabel complete naziris, and now he wanted to make a tanai to back out. That doesn't help because mashal mashikosu b'torah. But the other cases where he only was makabel and mixes naziris, therefore, there Rav Shimon says he's not a nosher. The itchul michad the ka'amar avol sover ha'yisi shechalcham matirin ul'rabbonin da'amri afilu ki mo nozer ele ba'achas mehen avi nozer ha'chinami ki mitchul echad minayu ishtri nami akulu. One thing, according to the rabbonin, is like the whole naziris. So if you're makabel one, it's like you makabel everything. If you're shoel on one, it's like you're shoel on everything. The elkachu motor Rav Shimon da'amar la'olam eno nozer ha'shiyazim ikulam. Rav Shimon holds there's no such thing as a mixas naziris. If you do part, it's like nothing. So if you're shoel on part, it's like you're shoel on nothing. Bevasach, shad shiyazim ikulam bevasachas. Gegon da'omar hareni nozer stam. Achinami lechin mitchul lechochem achada minay lo mafke nezirusa minay. Ad mitchul akulam. So too, a mixas nezirus is not a hatorah either. Vehilka choel dlo itchul elechada mishum hachi osur of shimin. Iboy yisem v'benidre onsin komit legei. Bemas nisen, hoel de nidre onsin hein. The guy can't live without wine, so he never meant to make this neder. He's the only funeral director in the place, so he can't live without burying people. Another reason why it's an onus is because he thought the rabbanim would surely be matarit. So if he would have known the rabbanim weren't going to be matarit, he never would have made the neder. Karmir no misekhe shvuas, Rav Kahana Ravasi, Mar Mishtava the Hachi Omer Rav, Umar Mishtava the Hachi Omer Rav. Right, the Gemara in Shvuas says that Rav Kahana Ravasi used to take a shvua that they argued what Rav said. Each one took a shvua, this is what Rav said. Vichavi Osi Rav, the Omer Kichadme, when Rav came and said like one of them, so one of them made a mistake. Omer Le Ida Vanob Shikrish Taboy, my shvua was a shvua sheker. Omer Le Rav, Libcha Noscha Umifatar, you're not chayiv in a shvua, because you thought 100% that this is what I said. So when you took the shvua, you took a shvua's emes, because that's what you thought. Libcha Onscha, the sefer's not a shvua sheker. Okay. Same thing over here. When you made the Naziris, you thought for sure that they'd be matarin. If you would have known they weren't going to be matarin, never would have made the Naziris. Kamifl gave a pluk to the Shmuel Ravasi, the Snav Perik Dal Nidorim, the Sechas Nidorim, Dal Nidorim, Hitiru Chachomi, Bahosman Forish Lahu. Rabban and Savri, the Ain Sorok Sha'elo Kishmuel, Mishim Hachi Shari's Mutter automatically, because you don't need Hatoris Nidorim, by Nidre Onsim. Reb Shimon Kravasi, the Oser below Sha'elas Chacham. It's Oser until you get Sha'elas Chacham. Mishim Hachi Mitzer calls Man Shlo Hitiru Lahu. Okay, Mishnah. Hareini Nozer, Vo'alai Legaleach Nozer. Made two things. I'm a nozer, and I have to bring the korbanos of another nozer. The galeach means to bring the korbanos for that nozer. The shama chadero, and another guy heard. Va'omar va'ani va'olai legaleach nozer. I'm also a nozer, and I'm also going to bring the korbanos for another nozer. Im hayu pichim, if they were smart, megalchin zedzeh, each one brings korbanos for the other one, right? And that way, they only have to bring one set of korbanos. If not, they're not smart, then they have to bring their own korbanos and bring korbanos for some other nazir. But if they're smart, they can trade off, each one bring the korban for the other one, and that way, what's it called, they're both yotzei without having to bring more than one set of korbanos. Mishnah Omer Reini Nozer V'alai L'Galeich Nozer V'ani B'mkomo Shel Nozer Acher L'Havi Korbanos B'Yom Tiglachto. I will be in his place to bring his korbanos for him. So Iboyel, I'll supply him with his korbanos. Iboyelahu. Shoma chaderu v'omer va'ani mahu. What if he didn't say va'ani v'olai legaleach? He just said va'ani. The first guy said, I'm a nazir and I'm going to bring the korbanos for another nazir. And the other guy said va'ani, and me too. So what do you mean me too? On both things or only on one of them? Mahu. Va'ani akule dibura mashma. Va'ani means I'm going to be just like you exactly, and therefore I also have to be a nazir and Bimegaleach. Oh, Dilma Falgi Dibura Mashma. Or maybe no, he only meant Vani on one of the things that he said. The Imtim Salomar Apalgi Dibura Mashma Resho Asefa.
Which one is he go on? The first thing he said, he's a Nazir, but he doesn't have to bring Karbanos for another Nazir. Or he has to bring Karbanos for another Nazir, but he himself is not a Nazir. Does the Ani, right, go back on all the things the first person said, or only part of it, and which part? That's a shayla. Toshma, va'ani, va'olai legaleach Nazir. If how you pick the Galchen said that. The Mishnah says he said both things, va'ani and olai legaleach. That's when he's a Nazir, and he has to bring Karbanos for another Nazir. Right, mashma, right, midikomer va'ani vi'olai, shma minoa va'ani, apal gedibura amri. Right, l'chora, from the fact that it said in the Mishnah that he had to say ani and olai, that he would not have been chayiv in both things had he not said both things, and if he just said ani, it only goes on half. Because otherwise the Mishnah wouldn't have mentioned va'olai also. Va'ani would have been enough. Shma minoa. Va'ani apal gedibura amri, in a pilgrimage mashma. One second. Mihu areisho asefa. Right. So the shaila no still remains. Which of the two, if he just said bani, is he going back on being a nazir, but not the end part that he has to bring the karbanos of another nazir, or just the opposite? He's going back on the part that he has to bring karbanos of another nazir, but not that he's a nazir himself. Minoa midika omar v'olai legaleach. Shma minoa bani al tchilas dibura mashma. Be medayi from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says va'ani and olai legaleach, meaning that if he didn't say olai legaleach, he would just be a nazir, but he wouldn't have to bring somebody else's korbanos. He had to add to the ani va'olai legaleach to include that. So it's clear from the Mishnah that the va'ani only goes on half, and only goes on the first half, not the second half. Omer le Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua the Rava, mimai dehochi la'ola. Who said that's the pshat? La'ola me'imalach va'ani akulei didiburei. The ani goes on everything. And if he just said ani, he'd have to be a nazir and bring the korbanos for another nazir. The imishum va'alai, right, and if it, because of, in the Mishnah it says va'alai, my ka'omer va'alai, b'hol milsa, right, he didn't mean to add anything. He meant to say that va'ani, va'alai means it's all one thing. And if he said just ani, it would be the same thing. The ilo teima hachi, like if you don't say that, that the alai is not an addition. It's just a further qualification, right? But you don't really need it, and the ani itself would have covered both things, right? Ilo teimahachik to Tony Sefer. Look at the Sefer. Hare olai legaleach chatzi nazir. The guy didn't make a nether that he's what's it called, that he is going to be a nazir. He just made one thing. I'm going to bring the karbanos, half of the karbanos for a nazir. That's all he said. Nothing. Not two things. One thing. Ushman ushamachaveru v'omer vani, right? And his friend heard it, and he said the same thing. And me also, I'm going to bring korbanos for a half a nazir, right? So hasa mi katarti mili. There's no two things. There's only one thing. So it can't be dafka that he had to say both, because there's only one thing. I'm going to bring korbanos for a half a nazir. He didn't say he's going to be a nazir himself. So here, there's no reason to say two things to cover two things. There's only one thing to cover. So surely vani would cover the one thing. So what's the olai? So the olai is left dafka. It just means va'ani v'olai means that I'm also in the same boat. Ela ma'ikomer olai b'ho milsa. I'm also the same thing, but it's not an addition because there's nothing to add over here. Hachanami kikomer olai b'ho milsa. Same thing in the Reisha. Olai is not an addition. Even if he just said va'ani, would include both. Omer le'rova hachi hashta. I amrish bishloma reisha tzricha seifa lo tzricha tani seifa de lo tzricha mishum reisha de tzricha. No, can't say that. Because if you learn that the reisha, he had to say olai to include both, then the seifa said olai because the reisha said olai, even though the seifa for sure doesn't need olai. But if the reisha is also not dafka, and you didn't have to say olai, so it's just an extra thing that the mission meant for no purpose, then why in the world would the seifa also say it, what's it called, where there's absolutely no purpose, because there's only one thing. So if the reisha is dafka, you had to say olai, so the sefer said olai too, even though it's not necessary. But if the reisha is not necessary, then the sefer for sure is not necessary, because there's no two things, then why, what's it called, why did it mention the sefer? Eli amas reisha lo tzricha, sefer lo tzricha, tani reisha lo tzricha, v'tani sefer lo tzricha, why do you say two things that are not necessary? So therefore it must be that in the Reisha, the Olai is Dafka, since there's two things. If he didn't say Olai, he would only be Kabul one of them. Right? And in the Sefer, Enochinami, there's no need to say Olai, because only one thing. But since the Reisha said Olai, and had to say it, so the Sefer said it also. See Rashi. Into the Mishnah, Omar Hareini Nozer v'Alei v'Galeich Nozer v'Animim Komo Shal Nozer Acher l'Havi Korbanoso v'Yom Tiglachto im Hoyu Pikri Megalchen Zed Zeh, maybe Zeh Korbanoso v'Shal Zeh v'Zeh Korbanoso v'Shal Zeh. This one brings this one's Korban and the other brings the other one, and they Yotze with one Korban. The Yupaturim l'Havi Korban Acher, they don't have to bring another set of Korbanos. The Imlav Kol Echod V'Echod Nevi Korbanoso v'Shalo. If they're not smart, then they won't switch off, and what's it called, one will have to bring his korbanos and somebody else's korbanos, and the other one have to bring his korbanos and somebody else's korbanos. Iboy Elohu Omar Hareini Nozer V'Olai L'Galech Nozer V'Shomach Chaveru V'Omar V'Ani V'Lomar Sumidi. He didn't say the V'Olai also, he just said V'Ani. Mahu, mi amrin en hay da omer vani akule dibura mashma, da havi nozer mechayv legaleach nozer acher. When he said vani, it goes back on everything the other person said, both things. He's a nozer and he has to bring the korbanos of another nozer. Al dilma, chod da omer vani apalga diburi mashma. Or maybe not. Maybe when he said vani, it only goes on one of the things the person said. The hachad minayhu de kiblo nayo. Ol nizirus al legaleach. Either that he's a nozer or that he has to bring korbanos for another nozer, but not both things. And if, in fact, he only meant one thing, which of the one? The beginning one or the second one? Did he mean to say, I'm also a Nazir, but he wasn't Makabal to bring the Korbanos of another Nazir? He didn't mean to make himself a Nazir, he just meant, I'm also going to bring the Korbanos for another Nazir. Since the Reisha said that you have to say both, ani vi olai, if you didn't say vi olai, it only works on half. Midiktoni tarvayu shvamino the hide the omer vani lo koi ala palga dibure umino midik omer olai the galeach shvamino vani aschilas dibure koi. And Yosef Medayik that the ani goes on the beginning, because then he wouldn't have to say olai the galeach. He would said vani and I'm also a nazir, and the ani is going on the last thing. Kamash Malan, that the Ani is going on the first thing, and if you only said Ani, it only goes back on the first thing the person said. Who said that's the case? Like you said, that's only going to make it half. Maybe if he only said Ani, the Ani, it would include everything. The Iomras Li. And if you ask me, so then why did the Mishnah have to say Olai? If Ani covers both, then why do you have to add Olai? You don't really need to say it. He's just explaining what he meant, right? He meant to say Va'ani, just like you, and I'm also, what's it called, going to do both things. The Mashma, the Omer Olai, Baha Milsa. Right? Va'ani, the Olai means. And me, same thing goes for me, ditto. But that doesn't mean that he's adding something. The ilote mahachin, I'll prove to you that it has to be like that. That he's not adding. The perusha komefarish lo, ela devani koya dibura de reisha, valaya dibura de seifa, seifa de masnisen, diktoni hare olai le galea, chosim lamali. Right, the seifa is only one thing, and it says over there olai too. It can't mean that he's adding something to do both things. There's no two things, only one thing. I'm going to be Megaleh, Chatzi Nozer. It's all he was Makabal, the first person. So second person has no two things Makabal. So surely Ani would be enough. So why did he mention Olai? So Iomris Bishlomo Reisha, so the Gemara says, Rather says, no, it's not true. Right? If it would say the Reisha, Vaditani Vo'Olai Tzrich Olach LeMeimer, if you learn that the Reisha, you had to say Olai. And if you didn't say Olai, only one of the things are Makabo, Mishum the Komakabo, Bok Bidibura Ahochi Tana Sefer, Edech Masnisin Olai, the Lotzor. Therefore, the Sefer said Olai, even though it's not necessary. Because Agav the Reisha, since the Reisha had to say Olai, the Sefer said Olai too, even though it's not necessary. Eli Amres the Olai the Reisha lo tzricha the Hakova Ani Akule Dibure. But if you say the Olai the Reisha is also not necessary, because really the Ani would have been enough, and then the Olai is just to be mefarish that he meant to say ditto, right? But it wasn't really necessary to put that in the Mishnah. So then Hashta ikla meimer mi avidus ki ha milsa. Where do we find a mission like that? The misnei tana alai bereisha delo tzricha. It said alai in the reisha, which is not necessary. And then the sefer, where it's not even shayach, it said it again, and it's not necessary too. If the reisha was necessary, the sefer could say something that's not necessary. But if the reisha said it unnecessarily, why in the world would the sefer repeat it where it's not even not unnecessary, it's not shayach? It's like I said, the reisha is dafka, and if you didn't say olai, just to be ani would only cover half. You'd be a nazir and not have to bring karbanos. And the sefer said olai, even though it's only one thing, because since the reisha said it, so the sefer said it also.
Aha.
What?
Is the same thing as
no, that's aha is a kinui. Vani is basically more mefurish. It could be a yad lenzirus. Yodai mochichos. Here it's clear. It says. Oh, we're not sure what it could mean. Vani over here means for sure.